This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking about SolarCity, a company run by Elon Musk, the technology guru. But first, a Braves season ticket holder was killed as he fell 50 feet after losing his balance while booing A-Rod of the New York Yankees. The Atlanta Braves fan died over the weekend as he fell from the upper deck at Turner Field. The 60-year-old man fell 50 feet during the Yankees game. Witnesses say the Braves season holder was booing and screaming at Alex Rodriguez when he suddenly fell. He was rushed to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. 40 to 50 Yankees family members were sitting in the section right next to the aisle in which the man fell. A career criminal was arrested for killing a cop at a gas station in Houston. The 47-year-old father of two was pumping gas into his patrol car when the 30-year-old man crept up behind him and opened fire, killing the officer. The man has a long criminal record, which includes firearms offenses. He was arrested for murder. It's unknown right now why the man killed the cop, but the local sheriff pointed the finger at the Black Lives Matter protest group for their out-of-control rhetoric against law enforcement. Executives from the website Ashley Madison are planning on releasing an app that allows men to rate each other's wives. The app is going to be called What's Your Wife Worth, with mock-ups of the app were leaked in emails from founder Noel Biderman. The mock-ups show a dollar amount next to women based on their rating out of 10. Meanwhile, the Ashley Madison founder, Biderman, cheated on his wife even though he claims he never had an affair. Emails obtained in the Ashley Madison hack show that Biderman had affairs with a college student in Toronto as well as two other women. The founder of the cheating website previously said that he had been faithful to his wife. A new way to get electricity for your home? Solar power. And now one of the big players is a company called SolarCity. We sat down with Mike and Bruce and talked about SolarCity and its boss, Elon Musk.
Let me start with you, Mike. Tell us about SolarCity, your boss, and how you guys are trying to change how we do things.
Well, SolarCity is a national company. Actually, we're international now. We're owned by Lyndon and Peter Rive, and our chairman of the board is Elon Musk, that owns Tesla and SpaceX.
And you were telling me a minute ago, he's really trying to change the world, right?
Yeah, he's trying to, one rooftop at a time, by going solar to stop the pollution. And if we could start to stop in all the carbon pollution out there with coal and coal mines, you know, burning fossil fuels, that's his mission.
Very cool. All right, Bruce, let me ask you, what role do you play for SolarCity?
Well, that's a good question. I am a field energy consultant. And what I do is I just go into people's homes and I consult and inform them about solar and how it's inexpensive and how it can change their world as far as solar going from dirty energy to clean energy.
And is just about every home or business solar capable?
Just about every home is solar capable. We have to do the assessment on the home, finding out the roof and a number of other things, but for the most part, mostly all homes are solar available.
All right, so you guys are operating all over the country. What's been the reaction of homeowners?
Well, we're installing one every minute. So throughout the country. So it's just here to stay.
What do you do on a cloudy day? Tell me.
Well, the photons still come through the clouds. The only really, the rain is a big deterrent, but on a cloudy day, we still make some sort of energy on the roof.
Yeah, of course, they've been talking about solar for a long time, but is now the prime time to get solar energy?
Oh, yes, it is. And, you know, everyone is very much environmental consciousness now. It's growing throughout the nation. And with that being said, we also employing a lot of individuals, especially we're opening up a new manufacturing company in Buffalo, New York, which will employ over 5,000 people.
Wow, that's terrific. And have you had a chance to meet Mr. Elon?
I met him at our annual, what they call the huddle in Vegas, and he's really into it. He's a sweetheart of a person.
And what's he doing? You said he's helping NASA.
Well, he has a company called SpaceX and developing rockets system that actually will land back on a pad. And he's developing rockets, and he wants to colonize Mars one of these days.
Are you going to be on the first flight?
I don't think so. I don't think my wife's going to let me go. Or maybe not.
Yeah, you may be wrong about that. What about you?
I'm there. I want to be the first person to leave this Earth without going to heaven.
All right, so you're going to go to Mars. You're going to sign up for that.
Oh, yes, I will. I'm there.
So this guy, as a boss, he's into so many things, and it's all seems futuristic almost, but he's making it happen as we speak.
He's making it happen. You know, also, I don't know if anyone knows this, but he did a debut on Iron Man 2. Do you remember that? He was in the scene with Tony Stark in the restaurant, and he came up to Tony, says, I have an idea for electric planes, and Tony says, bring it to me. That's a good idea. That's a scene in Iron Man. So yeah, he's very futuristic, and I'm glad to be working with Solar City.
All right, Solar City, power forever is the catchphrase, and I guess you guys are going to be busy in the next few months.
Very busy. Very busy. You know, a customer a day.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
With Mike and Bruce from Solar City, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Weekend riding along the beach used to require making way for waves of bicycle riding, wetsuit wearing, helmeted pedal pumpers. Lately, we're lucky to see a three-pack. What happened to all the lances? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. ABM's 2015 pump to pass crowd observation has left us convinced that the evisceration of Lance Armstrong has had a profound effect on the amount of enthusiasts riding bicycles. We used to pass an inline dozen, up to 18, even 20, 25 at a time. Now we're lucky to see two or three riding together, much like the Woods dude did to golf, Lance did to bicycles. There is no central figure to ruin our sport.
Hell yeah!
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. 23-year-old Esteban was going through customs at the LAX airport after returning from South America. Esteban was carrying 15 pounds of cocaine, which he'd shaped into pastel-colored Easter egg candy. He had dozens of candy Easter eggs in their original egg crate packaging, which fooled all the customs officers except one. How was Esteban's smuggling plan discovered? The final verdict after this. ADT, the leader in home security, is now offering $850 of free security equipment. Call 877-875-2474. That's 877-875-2474. Although the cocaine Easter egg candy looked flawless, the customs officer was suspicious because it was November. Easter egg candy is not available in November, and that's the final verdict.